Pakistan renews its call on the United States to end its assassination drone strikes in the country.
Pakistan and the United States have a strong ongoing counter-terrorism cooperation. We have agreed to further strengthen this cooperation. I also brought up the issue of drones in our meeting, emphasizing the need for an end to such strikes.
Sharif made those remarks after a meeting with U.S. President Barack Obama at the White House. The meeting came on the heels of fresh reports by international rights groups, including Amnesty International, condemning the U.S. drone attacks. Amnesty says Washington has committed unlawful killings in Pakistan with its drones and should be held accountable for the civilian casualties. Islamabad has repeatedly said the air raids violated sovereignty, but the U.S. has defiantly continued such attacks. The U.S. military carries out drone strikes in several Muslim countries, including Pakistan, Afghanistan, Yemen, and Somalia. It claims they target militants, but many civilians have lost their lives in such raids. To discuss that a bit further, and I'm joined with Ms. Medea Benjamin, who is the co-founder of Code Pink, and she's joining us live now from Washington. Ms. Benjamin, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, just before going on air, I was reading a report in the Washington Post which speaks about secret memos that prove, in fact, that the Pakistani government has helped the CIA throughout this drone program. How does that reflect, then, on the Pakistani prime minister's call to end these drone strikes?
Well, it's clear that the Pakistani prime minister is playing to the Pakistani audience. The vast majority of the Pakistani people are against the drone strikes, and yet the Pakistani government relies on the United States for billions of dollars of aid every year. If the Pakistani government really wanted to stop the drone strikes, they could just shoot down a drone, but they certainly have not done that. And so, yes, it's a bit of a hypocrisy to hear the Pakistani prime minister denounce the drone strikes, but then work with the U.S. government on them.
So, and obviously, you've been an activist and you've spoken out a lot about these drones. Are you pessimistic going forward, or are you optimistic that with all this attention brought to drones that this issue will finally get resolved?
I'm very optimistic because I've seen in the last 2 years a sea change in the attitude of the American people towards the drones, becoming more and more skeptical about them. Reports like the ones that have just come out by Amnesty, Human Rights Watch, and the United Nations have refocused attention on the civilian casualties. And I think all of this is putting pressure on the U.S. government to reduce the number of drone strikes, hopefully to phase out the drone program, and to stop the violation of the sovereignty of other nations and this extrajudicial killing.
So how do you respond then to the argument from the U.S. government side that it needs to be done to protect U.S. national security?
I think the American people are starting to learn that the drone strikes are actually making us less safe because it's giving justification to extremists and creating more anti-American sentiment. The American people are really tired of over 12 years now of war and want to find ways to redirect our resources from the military into our needs here at home. And part of this is withdrawing the troops from Afghanistan, ending the drone wars, and learning how to live in the world in a way that uses nonviolence and diplomacy to resolve conflicts instead of military.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course, we do appreciate your insight. That was Ms. Medea Benjamin, co-founder of Code Pink, speaking to us live from Washington.